Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. So here we are, 1 week away from Morgan's last morning on the Q Morning Show. And so I think she's been spending her time on Indeed.com and Glassdoor.com looking
for
new gigs.
That's not true. You keep saying that.
But you did find a job, right?
I did.
That you're interested in.
Yeah, I'm going to give, you know, my life plan a good solid year try. And if it doesn't work, this might be my backup plan.
What job did you find?
Buckingham Palace is hiring a communications assistant.
It seems like they need one.
I would be perfect at this job. I really would.
It seems like they need some help, especially lately in the public relations department.
So it says the private secretary's office of Buckingham Palace posted the listing with duties that include responding to day-to-day media inquiries on a range of subjects.
Of which I'm sure there are many requests lately.
Including about the work of members of the royal family. Facilitating and overseeing media access to royal engagements at royal residences and other locations. Produce content for a variety of platforms, including media advisories, social media updates, and feature articles.
I think you'd be perfect for it.
I could get this job, 100%.
I think you should go for it. Try to get an interview, and then in the part of the interview where they say, do you have any questions for us? You can say, yeah, where's Kate?
Exactly.
Where is Kate?
Because I need to know, because I need to post about it on social media, because you guys clearly have no idea how to post things on social media in the year 2024 to get people to shut up.
Speaking of Kate, wasn't there a special like episode of TMZ last night on Fox?
Oh, TMZ investigates.
Yeah. Where is Kate Middleton? Now, when TMZ is doing an entire half hour on where is Kate Middleton, you might need some help in your public relations department.
The people want to know. Here's the problem. Are you ready for the problem?
What?
Entry-level position starts at just over $30,000 a year.
Yeah, but it's a job in the UK. So what about the conversion rate? What if is it more?
It's more there, so it would be less money here.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's not remote, so I'd have to move to London. I don't think David wants to move back to London.
It's like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Could you imagine? I just went through all of that with this immigration system for us to move back to London.
I just got that visa. Do you know what I had to go through to get that visa?
Literally, we're never moving, ever.
Speaking of jobs, speaking of professions, there is a divorce lawyer that has come out this morning and has revealed the five professions that have the most cheaters.
I hope broadcast journalists aren't on this list.
I'm sure they're not. So the five, do you have this job? Could you possibly be going to work today with the job where you're considered to be a cheater, considered to be, well, at least from this divorce lawyer.
Right.
We'll talk about that next. It's the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Morgan, I'm going to need your help this morning more than I usually do because my laptop will not connect to Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So the laptop is how I keep track of everything that's happening on the show. And it's how we click on all the things that we're talking about. And I can't actually do that. I do have this desktop computer, but you know that this computer is so slow.
Oh, yeah. It'll take 3 years for you to load one article.
Plus, I can't see the text machine this morning. So this is the morning. If you want to text into the show at 216-474-0104 and have private conversations with Morgan that I cannot see, and you can just trash me all morning long if that's what you want to do. But these are, so some divorce lawyer has said that these five professions are how would you say it? They're
have the highest percentage of cheaters.
Okay. Most susceptible?
Yeah.
I was going to say
susceptible.
Susceptible?
Yes.
To treat for cheating.
Number five. Okay. I've heard this one a lot, actually. Pilots and flight attendants. I've heard that a lot.
I don't know if any of it's true.
Right? I don't know if it's because they're always on the go. You know, they don't have a set schedule. But I've heard that before.
I only know, let's see, I know one flight attendant that's in my circle, and I could check with them. I mean, you could see how it's easy, right? I mean, you fly into one city, and then you've got to stay overnight in a hotel before you fly out again. I could see how it would be easy.
Number four, men in the military.
No.
That's now, that again, life is so hard. I could not. I don't want to say that I felt like a military wife because I know they're two totally different things. But like during the pandemic, when I physically only saw David for 10 days in a year and a half, I often thought, how do people in the military do this? I have no idea how they do it.
Okay, again, this is a divorce lawyer saying that these professions are prone to cheating. She sees more cheating in these professions.
Correct.
This is not us calling military people.
No.
Cheaters.
No.
That's not what we're doing.
No.
I mean, I guess you can come up with plenty of, like you said, explanations why.
Right.
I mean, if they're overseas, there's men and women over there. Biology happens.
Right.
I guess you can see it.
Number three, bartenders. Is anybody surprised by that? I don't think so.
Not really. I mean, you may have lonely people sitting at the bar at the end of the night.
And they're drinking. They be drinking. Number two is police officers, according to this divorce lawyer. And she says the job with the most unfaithful employees from her records of settling all these divorces, firefighters.
Firefighters?
What's with all the people that like are supposed to be the most trusting?
Are we talking both genders here, too, or is it just is it just guys?
It's
both genders?
No, it's just overall the professions that this divorce lawyer sees the most divorces from because of infidelity. Her name is Kate Simmons. So if you have a problem with it, go look her up on Instagram and don't leave her like a really mean message, but you can like let her know your thoughts.
For the guys, I could see it. I mean, women like a man in uniform, right?
Right, I guess.
Police officer, firefighter, military man.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like at the end of the day, character is what makes you cheat, not the career that you're in. So take it with a grain of salt. I was just hoping that broadcast journalists weren't going to be on that list, and we seem to make it out alive.
No, I wish we were. It would mean we were in demand.
Yeah, we're not. I don't even think half the people know what I look like.
There's so few of us now in this industry. That's
true.
What it is. Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Good to have you with us. I was thinking about you yesterday, Morgan. I don't know why this popped into my head. And I was reminded this morning when we were talking about the mishaps that you've been having at your house, almost setting your house on fire twice, not being able to operate your stove.
Correct.
And so that's happened to Morgan now as she's moved into her new rental house. But I was thinking about this because aren't you loving the fact that you have a washer and dryer?
My God. I can't tell you. Honestly,
I'm surprised that you have been raving about this already.
Oh, my gosh. The fact that I don't have to go to the bank anymore to get quarters is honestly one of my favorite parts about living in this new house.
Yeah. And Morgan would have to go to the bank to get quarters for multiple reasons, for laundry and for parking in downtown Cleveland.
Don't go do that anymore.
Yeah,
I got one roll left. It's going to save me all of next week and I never have to do that again. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Very soon you'll never have to go to a bank ever again,
which I used to have to go every other week. So I think they're going to miss me.
But isn't that the best?
It's the first
time that you have your own washer and dryer unit inside your residence.
It's the best. And it's so new and fancy. Like, I almost don't know how to work it. It's so new and fancy. But I'm loving it. Every second of it. The fact that I don't have to walk up and down the stairs. I mean, it is technically in our basement, but it's like 5 steps as opposed to 20 steps. I don't have to coordinate with my neighbors who like to do 12 loads of laundry in one sitting. I know that my clothes are going to be dry, and I'm not wasting money anymore.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I think I was thinking about this yesterday because my son, Will, he's 12 years old. We are now teaching him to do his own laundry. So he has to strip his own sheets. He has to take down his own clothes hamper. He's got to take down his own clothes. He's got to start doing his own laundry now at 12 years old. And I never had to do that. My mom did my laundry until I was 18 years old and left the house.
Me too.
And in college, I don't know who taught me to do my laundry. I don't know if my mom taught me or if I just asked some friends. It's like, hey, how do you do this?
Right.
Like, I don't know. But in college, it was fun because there was a place in Kent. It was called Laundry 101. And I don't think it's there anymore. But it was a combination laundromat / bar.
Oh, that's quite a business model.
Now, at the time, I was 18, so I couldn't actually partake in the bar part.
Right.
But still, it's like, what? This is what laundry? This is luxury.
I mean, if you have to sit there and wait for your laundry, might as well enjoy a cold beverage.
In my first house, the first apartment that I rented in Cleveland, out of college, it was, so instead of going to laundromats, there was a washer and dryer unit, but it was in the house, it was in the basement. And we rented the first floor apartment. Someone rented the second floor apartment. And then they even had the attic redone as like a little mini apartment. So there were 3 residences in this house in Lakewood. And we all had to share the washer and dryer.
It's horrible.
In the basement floor. I was probably the worst one because I would be notorious for going down there and washing a load of clothes, but then completely forgetting about it.
I've done that one time.
Yeah, and then somebody would want to use the washer, and it's like, oh, man, there's all these wet clothes in here.
Yeah, well, that, and if you don't put it in the dryer fast enough, you have to rewash it because they stink. And
oh,
they
really?
Dry. Yeah, you leave it in the washer, like I left it overnight. So you open it, and it smells like musty and just, so I've only done that one time. But what I'm learning being in a new house, whether it's almost catching things on fire or things like this, is that everything is a learning experience. And I have to make these mistakes in order to know what mistakes not to make in the future.
Excellent. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I'm so happy for myself.
It's a whole new world.
Truly, a whole new laundry world, and I'm loving it.
All right, we want to get into a conversation. It's kind of like a part two of a conversation we were having the other day. And specifically, we want you to vent about the friend that your partner has that you absolutely cannot stand.
We're just going to throw them under the bus, yes. 100%.
We'll get into that next. The Q Morning Show, Friday morning. Thanks for being here. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So it was the other day that Morgan and I, we found this list. It was 10 things that you should keep secret from your partner. And Morgan and I went through every item on the list. And honestly, we only agreed with like three of the things.
Yeah,
two
maybe.
Or three out of the 10 things. Like whoever put this list of 10 things together that you should keep a secret from your spouse, I mean, they must really enjoy their skeletons in the closet.
Right.
Because it was just way too much secrecy that we could handle. But one of them, one of the things on the list was you should never tell your partner if you have a problem with one of their friends. And that was the one that jumped out at me as being, because my wife, Paula, has no issue at all
telling you that she doesn't like certain friends of yours.
Oh, yes. She has no problem telling me about the friends of hers that she doesn't like.
Well, if she doesn't like them, why are they her friends?
Because they're your friends.
Yeah.
You put out, it's kind of like family. You put out, if you've been friends for so long, but you love them, but they annoy the crap out of you.
Yeah.
But we want to get into this right now. 216-474-0104. So what friend does your partner have that you just can't stand?
I've only had to do this with David one time.
There was one guy in his life that he just could not cut out of his life.
It was back when we first dated. So 13 years ago now. I was 18. He was 20. And he had just turned 21 because his birthday was in May. And I, because all of these kids were here from Australia, South Africa, Edinburgh, mm-hmm. I was the chauffeur for everybody because they didn't have a car. So I would pick the boys up from their soccer parties where they were all wasted and I'd have to drive them home. It was so annoying. I mean,
their personal Uber.
Literally, because there wasn't Ubers back then.
Right.
So obviously I would want to see David. It would be an excuse for me to be able to see David. And there was one friend of his that was just the most obnoxious human being I have ever met in my life. And I remember picking them up one night from a party and driving them back to their dorm room. And I already didn't like this guy. And I had a Chevy Cobalt, old school Chevy Cobalt.
Yeah.
And you know, they're
luxury.
I don't know what it was like. Two cup holders, but it was square. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can imagine it.
Okay. I guess I had a Mountain Dew in the cup holder, and I didn't know this happened until after I had dropped them off and left. This guy was so drunk, he took the Mountain Dew, full Mountain Dew can, and poured it into the square the cup holder. And after that, I told David what happened, and I was like, do I really need to say anything else? And he was like, it'll never happen again. I'm like, no, not only will it never happen again, I will never give him a ride again. And I don't want to be around this guy ever again. And I wasn't.
That's exactly what we're talking about right now. That's exactly it.
Yep.
Because if Paula had a friend that say, let's say that they were friends since kindergarten or something like that, and this person came over and I found this person annoying, I mean, what am I going to do about it? They've been friends since kindergarten.
Yeah.
They've been friends longer than Paula and I have been a couple. So I really can't say anything about it. 216-474-0104. What friend does your partner have that you just cannot stand? And why?
Yes, tell us why.
216-474-0104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about that friend that your SO has. And you just cannot stand this friend. But there's really nothing you can do about it. They're friends
right.
with your partner, and they've been friends for years, and
you just gotta suck it up, buttercup.
Kind of. I think that's what Layla's going through. Layla is in Chagrin Falls. Layla, good morning.
Good morning.
So who is the friend that your SO has? Is it your husband?
Oh my God. No, the friend, I cannot stand my husband's best friend.
Okay.
Like, there is no other way to say it. He's just a pig. He cheats on his wife, and what's worse? Okay. My husband actually helps him
no,
cheat.
No, stop.
Helps?
Yeah.
Yep. Your husband helps his best friend cheat
Ew.
On his wife.
I know. So sometimes this guy will text my husband and he'll say, like, hey, if my wife calls you, please tell her that I've been with you all afternoon or something like that. Or say that they were at this place or this bar all night, or, you know. And the thing that sucks is that my husband actually does it. So
shady.
Twice. I know. It's twice that I can remember. She's called my husband checking on her husband, and my husband covers for him. I can't. It makes me sick.
Okay, I know that your husband's best friend is the bad guy, but your husband's also giving me the ick a little bit.
I know. Yeah, you know, he knows how I feel about it. He knows, and he, like, it is definitely an issue in our relationship because he is enabling his friend to, like, actively cheat on his wife. It's disgusting, and I don't know what to do. What can I do, you know?
Can you forbid him from doing this? I mean, is that something that you can do in a relationship? Can you step in and say, I'm sorry, you're not doing this anymore? Or even worse, you say, you're not seeing him anymore. I don't care if he's your best friend.
Well, listen, believe me, my husband knows that his best friend isn't allowed in our home. So there's that. And like, we used to have these double dates, just the four of us, but I am just not comfortable doing that anymore because I hate this guy and I want to tell her about all his lies.
Have you thought about doing that? Have you thought about telling her? Or would there be too much backlash with your husband?
I just think you know, my husband, he begs me not to say anything, and he swears that he's not going to do it for much longer, but I feel like I need to let him handle it with his friends. So, like, for now, the best I can do is just be happy that I don't have to see him, because my husband, he knows that, like, I can't be around that guy. I'm like, I won't allow him in our house.
All right.
I'm not a big fan of this. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan. Mm-hmm.
I can understand why he's the friend that you don't want your husband hanging out with.
Mm-hmm. Shady.
And tell your husband to stop lying on his behalf. What the heck's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Well, Layla, thank you for illuminating that for us.
No problem.
It's been unfortunate, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
Morgan has her fist clenched.
Yeah, I don't know whether to be mad at that lady's husband or the guy that's actually cheating.
Yeah, that's David's friend. You're not putting up with that, are
no,
you?
No, absolutely not. What the heck?
It's Q104. Q104, Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Here's a phrase you're going to hear at some point today, I'm sure. My bracket's busted.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky lost.
That was a big upset, right?
Yeah. Don't ask me anything else, because that's the only thing I know, is that Kentucky lost.
I did not fill out a bracket. I am participating in the company bracket challenge that we do here at work, but I had my 12-year-old Will fill out my bracket for me. I don't even know what my bracket looks like.
You didn't give it a once over?
I didn't even look, because I just don't pay attention to college basketball that closely.
Yeah.
And then he texted me this morning and he said, we did amazing last night. We only got two wrong. So probably Kentucky was one of them.
Yeah. That was a shock.
I don't know what the other one was. Also in the news today, and I can't tell you that I actually understand everything that's going on here, but the government is suing Apple.
Why?
Because Apple, they're saying that the iPhone is a monopoly. That's how I can explain it to you in the most simplest of terms. I read through everything else. I don't understand what's going on with these tech companies sometimes. It gets all complicated when I'm reading it. It has to do with digital wallets and things like that. But basically, the iPhone is a monopoly.
Okay.
And so I own part of what is a monopoly piece,
me
I guess,
too,
for Apple. The only complaint that I have with the iPhone is whenever I upgrade it, nothing else works anymore. None of my accessories work. My charger doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I can't plug in my headphones.
Well, also, I think what's annoying is that it feels like, anyways, conspiracy theory. Every time there's a new version of the iPhone, why all of a sudden does your iPhone start being slower and laggy and the battery doesn't charge? It's like they know.
Yeah, look into that, government.
Yeah, come on, government.
Fix that. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about the digital wallet. I want to plug my headphones in to my new iPhone, and I can't do it.
Yeah, that's not happening. They're changing it again.
Every single time, I got to upgrade everything. First world problems.
Truly.
That's what we're talking about. Tonight, in Columbus, Olivia Rodrigo. We have a chance for you to win tickets. Battle of the Burbs is on the way in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, it's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Trying to be the one to have to drive to Columbus tonight.
Get to drive to Columbus
tonight. That's right. I'm looking at it all wrong. Should be more glass half full.
Yes.
It's Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our contestants for today. We've got Mark in Concord. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning. And we also have Katie in Menor. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Mark, Katie, your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, go ahead and say your name, and then we'll give you the cue to take a guess. It's a best of five questions for Olivia Rodrigo tickets. Here we go with question number one. Fuzzy Wuzzy, Sepia, and Beaver are all Crayola shades of what color?
Katie.
Katie?
Brown.
Brown is correct. Question number two. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Katie.
Mark. Katie?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell is right. Okay, Katie, you could do a clean sweep with this. Mark, yet to get on the board. Question three. If you are looking at the Bellagio fountains, what U.S. city are you in?
Mark. Katie.
Mark?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is correct. Katie still leads 2-1. Question number four. What is the most common substance found on Earth's surface?
Katie.
Water.
Water
is right. You're going to see the water. There we go.
So happy for you.
Yes.
Olivia Rodrigo tonight, Nationwide Arena in Columbus. Who are you going to take with you?
My dad.
Your dad's going to go.
That's so nice.
He's a big Olivia Rodrigo fan.
I love that. That is so cute.
I wasn't expecting that at all. But you and your dad have the best time tonight.
Thank you.
It's the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thanks for having us on this morning. We are ready for the weekend. It has been a long week, but we've got a couple days here. What have you got planned? Anything planned this weekend?
Yes, I'm going to Austin Love's early retirement party tonight.
Yeah, if you don't know this, Austin Love, was today his last day?
Yes,
on
Channel 3.
On WKYC Channel 3, who used to be on this show quite a bit, and he's moving on from television.
Correct.
And he's having a retirement party tonight.
Yeah, semi-retirement party. You were invited to.
It was nice. He was nice enough to invite. I'll tell you what I'm doing tonight and the reason why I can't go. But Morgan was just saying that on Austin's comments on his...
The conspiracy theories are flying.
What
I announced my departure last week. Austin announces his departure this week. The conspiracy theories are running rampant.
Is it that Bill's going to get fired and the two of you are going to just take over the show?
No, nobody said that specifically, but kind of.
Is that what they think is happening?
No, not you. Don't make it about you because it's not about you.
They think that Austin's going to team up with you or that they think Austin is going to replace you.
The first conspiracy theory is that Austin is going to replace me.
Okay.
I saw that in the comments.
That would be a lot of fun.
Maybe he's going to Q104. Maybe he's taking Morgan's position. Someone said you have too pretty of hair to be in radio, which we all agree with.
That would be a lot of fun. I like Austin very much. I think it would be fun to work with him. However, I think we can deny right now in this space that is not happening.
That is not happening.
I think Austin has plans. I think he's got a plan. I don't think he just quit his job without a plan. I think he has a plan.
The other conspiracy theory is that me and Austin are leaving and we're starting a show together.
Now that one I believe.
Would you be scared? Ooh,
would I be scared? No,
yeah.
I tell you, I'd be pissed off is what I would be.
No, that's not happening either.
All right.
But it would be fun.
So the reason why I cannot attend Austin's semi-retirement party tonight is because I have a prior obligation in Rocky River. They're having an event tonight in Rocky River, which, from what I can tell, is the most popular event that they have there, maybe outside of homecoming.
Really?
And that is an event at the high school tonight. It's called the Gym Rats. The Gym Rats. And you have to buy tickets for this in advance. And so I did because I know that my youngest son, Drew, really wants to go. He's 9 years old. So what it is, it's the teachers playing a game of basketball against each other. So it's the...
Oh, okay.
I think it's the elementary school teachers versus the middle school and the high school teachers. And it's really big and really popular. And as you can imagine, you know, the kids really love to see their teachers out there playing basketball on the court.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal for them. And, you know, everybody wants to go. All their friends are going to be there. And they sell out every year. So that's why I got my tickets as soon as I did. And then I'm on these Rocky River parent pages, these community pages, and everybody's just asking for tickets. Anybody have an extra tickets to the Gym Rats tonight? I was shut out. My daughter really wants to go. And does anybody have an extra ticket?
Well, that kind of stinks that not everybody can go.
Yeah, there's only so much room in the gym.
Yeah, I get that. We used to do something like that when I was in school, but it was during school hours.
Yeah.
It was like during field day or something.
And so
you wouldn't actually have to come back. Yeah, yeah. And all the kids would be able to see it.
Well, this is a fundraiser.
So I missed that detail.
Yeah, because I had to buy the tickets.
Right,
so they used the money, you know, for fundraising.
Okay.
So that's what I am doing tonight. That's why I have to miss the party. I even checked in with Drew. I'm like, do you really want to go to see the Gym Rats tonight? Because I was thinking, like, could I sell these tickets? I mean, they seem to be in demand.
Hot commodity.
Yeah. Would someone pay $50 a ticket?
And he was like, yeah, Dad, I want to go.
I'm going to make a quick $100, and then I'm going to go to Austin's semi-retirement party.
Well, good thing you're not going, so Austin and I can come up with all of our content for our new show without you lurking around. I love the uncomfortable laugh. It's not happening. Don't worry.
By the way, I couldn't do that anyway. There's no way I could. If I know that someone wants to take their daughter or their son to the Gym Rats game, I would just give my tickets away. There's no way I could sell them. So, plus Drew really wants to go. So that's
what you're going to do.
That's what I'll be doing tonight. Have a good time.
Thanks. You
because
too.
It's very rare that you go out in public at these kind of events.
Hardly ever.
Right?
If it wasn't on a Friday, I would not be there.
Yeah. If it wasn't Austin, you probably wouldn't be going.
That's true.
What are we getting into next? Because I don't have my laptop today, and so I completely forgot.
Okay, well, we talk a lot about what we would do without social media, you know, which ones would we want to give up, but people are actually describing how their life has improved once they quit social media, so we're going to talk about that.
Can you quit social media cold turkey, and is your life for the better? That's next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily. Olivia Rodrigo, if you're going to Columbus tonight and you won tickets from us, you should tag us.
Absolutely.
While you're at the show, at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. We would love to repost you and see all the fun that you're having tonight. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Speaking of social media, I have a very uneasy, uncomfortable relationship with social media.
You want to quit social media?
I would if I could.
Yeah, you have to for the job.
Because I feel like I'm not doing enough on Instagram. Like I see what other people are doing on IG with their reels and everything else. And I look at it and I'm like, I either can't do that or I'm not creative enough to do that. And so I really use Instagram as just like an online photo album for me. But I do enjoy interacting with people who listen to this show on Instagram. So that's the good part. That's the fun part of being on social media.
Yeah, but more and more people are quitting social media.
Because why? Because of the negativity?
Well, something that you just said is one of the reasons, comparison. People were like, we're tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know, all these Instagram aesthetic reels of, you know, a mom and here's my day in the life and everything looks all tidy and put together and whatever. That's not reality. And so people have a hard time with that mentally, comparing their lives to what they see on social media.
And so they're just flat out,
they're done with it.
Cold turkey quitting social media.
Yeah. So this was a part of a BuzzFeed post on BuzzFeed Community, and it's just a bunch of different people and why they quit social media and how it's changed their life. One person said, I stopped in 2020, couldn't deal with the negative garbage anymore. Obviously, 2020 was a rough one for all of this. But after I quit social media, I realized how much better it was to just be in the moment. I have way less anxiety now that I'm not on social media anymore. I can enjoy the moment.
I would imagine that that's going to be a common reason, a common theme of why people quit social media. 216-474-0104. Have you done this? Have you just given up on social media?
On any. It doesn't have to be specifically Instagram. If you've deleted Facebook or TikTok or Snapchat, I'm like social media quit curious. Just okay. Facebook, really.
216-474-0104. Tell us how you quit social media.
And how is your life better for it?
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. 104, it's Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Is there ever a time that I'm going to play that song and then not talk about the temperature after? There's probably never a time.
No.
But this spring is not off to a great start. This is not the spring that I wanted. And I was complaining about that yesterday, and then I saw what's going on this morning with more winter storms, like hitting other cities, like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like they have a huge snowstorm this morning. I mean, that's not us.
Thank God it's not us.
It's cold, but that's not us. I would rather have this than the snow.
For sure.
But I think it's going to warm up again next week. So this is not social media, but this is Zoom. This is the internet.
Okay.
This woman... This poor woman. It doesn't say where this happened. Why doesn't it say? I'm not a fan of journalism when they don't tell us where it actually happened. But it's this woman who wanted to attend a virtual funeral.
Okay.
And it took place in London. So I think that's why it was virtual, because not everybody can just hop on a plane and fly overseas to go to a funeral.
Makes sense.
The funeral is in London. It's on Zoom. And then for some reason... She decided to hop into the shower. So she turned her camera off, or so she thought.
Why do you have your computer in your bathroom?
Because she still wanted to experience the funeral and to witness the funeral. But at the same time, she was multitasking and decided to take a shower. I don't know why. What would inspire you to attend a funeral? How broken up are you that you have the urge to jump in the shower at that point?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, clearly, you can sit there and say, I care about the funeral. I want to tune into the Zoom. Well, not really, because you're getting in the shower. Like, if you really cared, you would probably sit down and watch it.
I would think so.
And not have it on while you're washing your hair.
Give that person who passed away your full attention.
Right.
At that point. And...
Now everybody saw this person naked.
While she was bathing, it's all over the Zoom, and it says footage is now viral on social media.
No, I don't know. That's illegal. That's illegal.
I have not seen that. There's no link to that.
Yeah, that's illegal. So, there you go. I said, there you go.
I have attended one virtual funeral in my life.
Really?
Yes.
How was that?
That was my Aunt Joanne. That was during the pandemic.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I did not jump in the shower.
Well, that's good. At least you were paying attention.
Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Taylor Swift. I've been wanting to know. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So a lot of times, especially on Friday mornings, if there is a TV show or a movie that we've seen... We'll try to give you a recommendation. That is not really happening in my life right now. I'm not really binging anything that people don't already know about. I'm binging Curb Your Enthusiasm on Max. I'm in the 11th season. And then my family and I are watching Young Sheldon. But that was because of the suggestions that I received from people who listen to the show. They said, if you're looking for a show to watch with your family, try out Young Sheldon.
And it's a hit.
And we love it. We love it. We're like 6-7 episodes in. What about you? There was a show earlier this week that Morgan warned us not to watch.
I know.
The documentary about the Nickelodeon kids.
It's one of those things where I want to tell you don't watch it, but I also feel like everyone needs to watch it.
It will affect you in a certain way.
Especially if you're a millennial and you grew up watching all that and the Amanda Show and Drake and Josh. It is like, oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Would it be all right if I pass along a book suggestion?
I'm not going to read it, but sure.
I know you're not.
Somebody out there will.
You're not into this stuff.
No, I'm not a reader.
But this book that I got Paula for, why did I get her this book? Valentine's Day?
You're asking me as if I was there with you buying the gift.
Well, her birthday's in May, so it wasn't her birthday. It must have been Valentine's Day.
Must have.
And I received this suggestion of this book from a friend of mine who I trust, her opinion very much. And she's like, get this book for Paula. She's going to love it. It's called Fourth Wing. And the author is Rebecca Yanos. And it's a whole series of books. It's adult fantasy. So be prepared for that if you're into that kind of thing. Like, for instance, I've asked my wife, I'm like, would I enjoy this? She's like, no, it's got dragons in it and stuff. You're not going to like it. But it's really, really good. My wife loves it. Loved the book. She read it so fast, and she's already bought the second book in the series.
Oh, that's good.
Which is called Iron Flame. So if you're into that kind of thing, I don't know, what is that?
Adult fantasy.
Yeah, adult fantasy.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, what was that series on Max? I was going to say Lord of the Rings, but that's not it.
Oh, no, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, if you're into that genre, you may enjoy Fourth Wing and then Iron Flame. So you got book recommendations this morning. You get it all from the Q Morning Show.
Not from me, but from Bill's wife. I will never give you a book recommendation ever. I'm just not that type of gal.
That'll never happen. I know something else that we can give you, and that's Meghan Trainor tickets. A chance for you to win coming up after 9 this morning.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show. Q104.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.